It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Certainleave, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Stiz Jackson, is this the new down?
What yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm the so new excited. What?
Down.
The new down.
It's Phil Anselmo of Pantera, Corrosion of Conformity, Jimmy Bauer from EHG, yeah, we will call them.
EHG, we'll call them.
And one of the dudes from Crowbar, I believe, also.
Yes, yep. Kirk from Crowbar, and Pepper from Corrosion of Conformity.
They're playing, awesome with, playing with Helmet next week, who's one of my all-time favorite bands. Ooh. But, first of all, we were just talking about Roman Anthony, there's really nothing better than seeing him in his first game jack that home run. And you said that somebody on text was at the game?
Oh, yeah. So you can text the show, same numbers you call. I was at the Sea Dogs game last night. The ball was demolished. It left the stadium. It's amazing how instant the excitement comes back. This guy's been out since May the 4th. 3.5 months. He's been the subject of ridicule and scorn. One home run at Hadlock Field, and people are already talking him up like he's Judge.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, right. All of a sudden, Judge is coming back.
Speaking of Judge, we're out of the dry swing era. Now for the Yankees. Aaron Judge, according to Aaron Boone, is doing, quote, swing-related stuff in the pool, end quote.
Swing-related stuff. I love that. Very technical. Somebody on Texas, Rich is a good host. I'm glad he's here. But the more he does that awful conspiracy theory voice, the more I think that one is his real personality.
It could be.
Let's quickly go to Paul on line one as we just completely get sidetracked. Paul, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hey, good.
Ken, tell me the truth. Are you like 30 seconds or the Dice Clay jokes? Are you like 30 seconds away from a stroke? Somebody keep an eye on him. Make sure the one side of his face doesn't start to droop. All I can do is picture with like beads of sweat like gathering on his forehead, pulling out what hair he has left.
Dice is not an FCC approved artist. Let's put it that way. He's a little, it's probably best for the dark web.
A little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider, sat down beside her and said, "Hey, what's in the bowl, chick?" Of course, he didn't say chick. I just thought that is FCC.
Right.
Cleared. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Patriots. They are having joint practices right now with the Eagles. According to some of the writers down there, it was the loudest that the crowd has been in years. And why not?
I mean, with Eagles fans there, according to Jones and Keefe, who were describing the action live. So I guess Philly people came up for the practice, which is cool.
That's a big deal. I mean, think about it. It's, obvious. I don't want to say it's as big as like someone from Boston going and watching the Sixers practice or something like that. But I mean, it's AJ Brown, and there was definitely some drama there. I mean, wasn't Jalen Hurts the only one that wasn't invited from that team to AJ Brown's wedding?
Was that
the whole thing? Like, he essentially just got like left off the list. Jalen Hurts, by the way, gets way too much crap as a player. I know that there's that weird stuff like that, but Jalen Hurts is a very, very good quarterback.
I agree, but all my friends always crapping on AJ on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean,
Drake's going to double his production this year.
I mean, listen, we shall
maybe
see.
Maybe triple.
We shall
300
see.
Catches for AJ Brown this year.
The way practice is looking, man, the Drake to AJ Brown thing is real, and we knew it was going to be, but it's been fun to watch. All right, 617-779-7937. I want to play this clip right here, Stiz. This is you've got AJ Brown and all this Eagles media. And there's a lot of unanswered questions when he left. As I said, this does feel a little bit like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and going to another place. But this one was, I think, a little more animosity involved. Some of the passive-aggressive stuff that A.J. Brown put on social media. Let's take a listen. This is this is A.J. Brown at his media availability right after the practice today.
Talk to Jalen.
No.
How did you leave things with him?
Philly, man, y'all are tough, man. Man, it's love. But listen, I honestly, guys, none of that stuff even matters. Yeah, I think you all should want to report something positive. You know, asking the question is going to turn negative. So let's not get into that. And let's keep everything positive. It's love my way, and just move forward. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll say this. So AJ Brown has been so far A+, right? There's no problems.
Yep.
Maybe it is just a particular issue with him and this other player, but I do wonder if down the road, is this part of his DNA where he's going to want the football? What really caused the rift here, and could that ever be a problem here?
What's the best indicator of future behavior?
Yeah,
past behavior.
But that's not always fair. Like in this case, maybe he just hates Hurts. There's personal. But if it was football reasons, he wasn't getting the ball enough. That's a different story.
You know, with wide receivers, it really is a delicate balance between wanting a guy who is a good soldier and wanting a guy who's cocky as hell and wants the ball all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think A.J. Brown leans a little bit more towards the latter. Like, you know, I want the ball at all times. And obviously, when you have a coach like Mike Vrabel, you know, someone that A.J. Brown says he respects, and it's very tough not to. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, he's a player's coach. Despite all the stuff that people are saying could ruin his reputation amongst the players that happened with Dan Orsini, which I don't believe. But I think that he's just got a little bit of that edge in him. And the edge can backfire if things aren't going well, absolutely.
Well, that's what I mean, and especially because Vrabel's his guy.
Yeah.
And there's a perceived Vrabel-McDaniels awkwardness that maybe is gone because they went to the Super Bowl together. But at least last year it was like, oh, why does he keep bringing up Ashton Grant? Why does he keep bringing up Todd Downing, the receivers coach? So let's say AJ's not getting the ball enough. Does AJ go to Vrabel and complain about McDaniels? You know, that sort of thing. It's something just to keep in the back of your mind. I'm as excited as everybody. You watch some of these clips that Terp put up and people who were there.
Yeah.
It's exciting, you know? It's just to see the possibilities of it. And then you see the Eagles media swarm in, and it's like, man, the sharks are in the water.
Well, let's hear some more of this. Stiz, you've got a couple more clips of the Eagles media trying to get under his skin. Let's take a listen.
I love you, and you know, I'm not looking in the past. It's a game. That game, no, I didn't play my best, but I'm not going backwards, you know. It doesn't exist. And that's the last question I'm gonna answer about the past. So.
Okay.
Oh, shut it off.
I know. Shut it off. Listen, I understand where he's coming from. He's like, dude, all right, I don't play for them anymore, but I don't like him. I wish he was more like Jaylen Brown. The one thing you could say about Jaylen Brown is Jaylen Brown's answering questions and he's talking. And I know it may not be the best for him, but it's great for us. Like, I mean, there was that clip that when he was on Kimmel the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was just like, you know, are you pissed off or do you think it was dumb that the Celtics let you go? And he goes, man, we're going to see, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to find out. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, you know, because we played that over the weekend as well. Somehow I've come to like Jaylen Brown more now that he's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really understand my own emotions of it. And I get why some Celtics fans would be pissed because he took a shot at, you know, the favorite season of my career. He kept going back to that, and it definitely was odd,
yeah.
You know, the behavior there at the end. But I do think he's been fun in the way he's handled it. I think he's been pretty classy since he's left. I'm looking forward to the shoe event in the Common later this month.
Yeah,
he's coming back.
It's like with bands and everything, it's going to be enormous. It'll be enormous down there. That's cool that he's doing that, too. I like the fact that he's saying goodbye to the fans here. You know, I've got no problem with that whatsoever. I'm telling you, I think the Celtics team is going to be better than we're all dreading. I know that this, and it's not because of Paul George. As I've told you this many times before, when I imagine this team next season, I don't even think about Paul George being a part of it.
Even Paul George was finally on the record. The Celtics put out some stuff with him, and he seems excited. And even that, I'm watching. I'm like, all right, maybe he's got a few games in him. You know,
You're right. One or two times that the sun might shine on a dog's ass. Yeah. They go out there, and all of a sudden, he's fantastic, like he was in the playoffs. But I don't even think about him. I think about Mitchell Robinson, who apparently is a big redneck. I didn't realize
this.
The dude's like totally like has like a gigantic truck. Loves like
yeah, but
like
the trucks
country.
Are like pimped out though, aren't they? They're not like
but it's like but it pimped out in a monster truck type way.
Oh, really?
Like he loves country music. There's a video of him on the 4th of July in these big overalls, just like launching stuff with a cowboy hat. Yeah, like he's kind of a big redneck, which I think is awesome. But you've got some size on the team. And you've got Mike Conley, who's his veteran, and I just think it's going to be a cleaner type of offense. I for some reason, I almost think that when you make it more basic, and I think Pritchard will get better, he will not become Jalen Brunson, so stop with that. But he is going to get better, which is a great thing because Peyton Pritchard's already very, very good.
Well, just sitting there at Fenway last night and you're watching like what the start of a run here, which could lead to a playoff series, and you know we're hoping a long one.
Yeah.
And then the Celtics are still interesting, obviously. You got A.J. Brown coming in.
Yeah.
This has been a tough decade for the most part, other than the one Celtics title. But you're starting to feel like turn a corner here. Don't you like feel that? We're getting close to the fall. Pats just made a Super Bowl. They're going to be good again. Red Sox are going to make the playoffs again. Celtics are going to be a playoff team. I don't know if you can consider them a favorite.
I mean, the only team that I can honestly say there's probably no way they're winning a championship next year or like upcoming would be the Bruins. And that's just because of where they are.
But even them, they made a postseason appearance. They hung in there with Buffalo for a little bit. Like, the NHL's weird. You just get in. We've had 8 seeds go to the cup finals.
Sure.
It's a long shot. You're right.
And if Swayman gets hot, obviously, you know.
Some of the young guys come along.
But I'm just saying the only one that right now, I don't think I could make a very good argument for the Bruins.
Right.
I think I could make a pretty good argument. I mean, you could definitely make an argument for the Red Sox. And, you know, the Patriots, I do think that they're being underrated this season. I think they're going to be very good.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, they went to the Super Bowl last year, so you can make an argument for them. Then, you know, when it comes to the Celtics, I don't know what the Sixers are going to be. I don't like that they got LeBron because there's an adult in the room now. When he was gone, I like that it could have been chaos
such
and bloated.
Because you wanted LeBron here, which is a mind-blowing.
But no. I'm complimenting LeBron being with the Sixers. I hate doing it because I hate that guy. But he's the adult in the room, and he's going to calm things down. Now, the one thing that might hijack it, if he's way too interested in this stupid documentary that he's doing and the outside of basketball stuff, mm-hmm. Oh, that would be great. And then it will all implode. That will be fantastic if that happens. But yeah, I think that the Celtics have a good enough team to have a puncher's chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Final.
And they could be interesting. You're right, like 850 texter. Mitchell Robinson comes from the Redneck Riviera of Pensacola. Nothing Florida about it other than the beach. It's Lower Alabama.
Yeah, he goes to L.A., Lower Alabama.
But if he's like a fun guy to follow, that's great.
Yeah.
They're a four seed, and they're kind of fun.
Yep.
Cool. Like, we can take one sort of gap year.
Sure.
And then get Steph Curry in at the deadline.
That's right. Then at the deadline, Steph Curry changes everything. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back with your calls.